Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is an interesting topic. Major League Baseball teams' 2024 revenue versus 2025 payroll. The New York Mets spent $400 million on their payroll this year. And they brought in $444 million last year. The Dodgers spent $549 million, but they made $752 million. You know, we complain about the Dodgers and their high payroll. Oh, it's unfair. But look at how much money they make. And on top of paying all those players, the owners are stuffing their pockets.
We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money, too.
But we spend a lot of money, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Dodgers were making $752 and only spent $400 like the Mets did, then we'd be like, hey, you know, look at how much money that owner is pocketing. But we're pissed off because the Dodgers have the highest payroll and win. But they actually do it right. The Mets don't do it right.
But aren't we more upset beyond the whole history of Astros, Dodgers, but the way they go about it, they're not just handing out salaries.
No,
they're deferring.
The deferred payments.
Yeah, that's what bothers people.
Well, I think that might be included in it.
Okay.
It might be included in it. Because their payroll wasn't $549.
Yeah.
Right, that might be included. But, you know, Mookie, Shohei, $68 million in deferred money.
I saw someone say, well, he's only making $2 million this year, so should we really be hard on him? he was struggling to hit the baseball.
Didn't really say that.
It was a joke, but it was a tweet. Okay. It was on Twitter. Like, hey, he's only making two. Yeah. What can you expect from him?
So where do you think the Astros landed on payroll revenue percentage?
Payroll revenue percentage.
Yeah, see,
the
Dodgers spent 73% of their 2024 payroll. The Mets spent 90%, $444 million in revenue, $400 million
in
payroll.
They had some new expensive purchases.
Yes, they did.
I would say the Astros are probably, because the Dodgers have, you know, Dodgers are using that cheat code. So I'd say the Astros are probably in the mid-80s.
The Astros percentage?
Yeah.
No, 48.5%.
Ooh.
They made $494 million in 2024, and they spent $239 on the payroll this year.
There goes the Jim Crane is just...
He spends money, but not to the level of others.
Well...
Wow.
Well, but listen, his payroll is... Yeah, his
payroll... Well, it doesn't matter what the payroll is if your revenue is that.
Well... Well,
What's the argument?
Well, it does because you lose draft. I mean, there is.
Well, no.
There is a reason to.
Yeah, but the argument about he's top five in payroll. Okay, well, look, if he's not hitting, if you're not, it's one thing not to hit the apron.
Well, he's not top five, but
it's one thing not to hit the apron.
The Mets 400 Dodgers 549.
No, but revenue. We're talking about the revenue.
Oh, how revenue. Much you,
yeah. Where do the Astros fit in that?
The in revenue?
Spending the amount they make versus the amount they spend.
Well, I mean, it's because not in order. The Cubs make 500. The Cubs make 584 last year and only spent 213 this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
the Boston, 574, only spent 242.
Yeah. A lot of it is going to be.
The Astros, percentage-wise, make it's a lot. They're right in the middle. Well, they're 13th in the league. 48.5% is 13th in the league. The Mets spend 90% of their revenue.
Yeah, well,
the Dodgers spend 73%.
You know, 90% of baseball.
Well, they don't really spend that though, because I'm telling you this: the owners now, when they have to start paying Shohei $68 million, they're going to sell this team, and the new owner is going to have to pay Shohei, because that's 10 years from now, 9 years from now, and they're the ones that are going to go. All right.
But Dodgers ownership group is a large group,
yeah,
right?
But you can still sell it. I mean,
my guess is an individual will get out of it faster. Like, okay, I'm going to sell my shares. I don't think they'll sell it in mass.
Well, they might.
So to answer the question, the Astros ranked 13th in this particular.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah, behind.
So right behind, or as far as percentage of revenue.
But Jim Crane's doing fine is what we're saying.
Yeah, 13th. Percentage of payroll plus tax spent. Against revenue, they rank 13th behind the Tigers and the Yankees. The Yankees are only 11th. They make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And they don't spend a lot. Well, they spend $362 million, but that's not even close to what they made.
Like, for example, the Blue Jays made.
Well, there's a number you can't go across.
So
you can't go across the tax
floor. The threshold, right. Well, as far if you don't want to lose draft picks and hit.
Most people
don't. And hit fines.
So the team's paying a large amount of the luxury tax. The Dodgers, $150. They're paying a large tax bill. The Blue Jays are paying $10, and of course we see where they are. And the Phillies, disappointingly for them because they're out of the playoffs, spent $45. The Astros, of course, no tax. Only a handful of teams are paying tax. And the Red Sox, the lowest of anyone paying the tax at $91,000.
So the teams spending the least are making a lot more money. They're making a lot more money than like the Mets. The Mets are spending, and the Mets are bringing in a boatload, but Miami's making a hell of a lot more money than the Mets are.
Well, that's the problem is, and that's been the argument.
The White Sox are making a lot more money.
That's been the argument against revenue share and why there had to be floors, because the argument by other owners is, if we're revenue sharing and they're getting this money anyway, because it's sports socialism, if we're going to revenue share, what incentives are there for the Pirates or the Reds or, I don't know, just pick a mid-market team, a small market team, the Rays, whoever, Marlins, what incentives are there for them to spend on their payroll?
Well,
there's none. They're going to make more money if they don't.
Well, but if you do it smart, the Cubs, well, Milwaukee only spent $137 million this year, and they're in the NLCS.
Well, they're lucky they have, but that's because they have guys who are under club control. Yeah, right. Are they going to keep them? And that's the argument also.
Right.
If you're not keeping your guys, and what all you're doing is benefiting from that, you make your money, and then once your guys get expensive, you let them go.
That's why a really good GM is so important to an organization. The Nationals spent the same amount of money as Milwaukee, and they sucked. And Milwaukee spent that same amount of money, and look at where they are.
It's
because they drafted well,
right?
Because they developed well, and they're getting the most out of them as young players.
But it's fundamentally broken. The system is because baseball, and there's nothing they can do about it. Once the money started getting past a certain number, it was over because the TV deals and radio deals started getting, you know, obviously they're much better for big market teams. That's additional revenue that comes in there. The national TV revenue, they're going to share. They share across, you know, all platforms, all teams. But when it comes to the regional, well, obviously there's going to be a huge regional advantage for the Mets, the Yankees, the Cubs. All those teams are going to have way bigger advantages relative to the smaller teams. And so it's never going to make sense for the smaller teams, financially speaking at least, to try and be ultra competitive. Yes, you can if you, for 5 or 6 years, you know, depending on how your young players come up. But if you're not keeping any of them, then what are you doing? You become disenchanted as a fan base because you know your team's not like the A's. The A's have moved. The A's were a once great, proud organization. The A, you know that, John. When you were growing up, I mean, the A's had some great teams. The A's had 420 game winners at one point. They had 420 game winners.
That was Baltimore.
In well, McCaddy, Baltimore. Were you sure the A's didn't do it too?
The A's didn't do it too. No.
How many did they get? Because they had.
Well, they had Vida Blue and Catfish Hunter.
No, they had in 80. They had great.
They did not have four.
Well, they had a bunch. Baltimore had four. Yeah. They had a bunch.
But they had.
But Johnny Damon.
They had three World Series in a row. I mean.
But they started having to sell off their. Jason John be gone.
Well, I'm talking about the Reggie Jackson.
I know. But I'm building up to when all of a sudden it started to change.
Yeah.
And it started to change in the late 90s. It all started to change where they had this great young A's team that they had to dismantle. And the Royals, who were a once great organization, they started Carlos Beltran, we have to get rid of these young guys. Well, what does that do for baseball for those cities? What does that do for cities that used to love baseball? They know their teams aren't, we can get excited for a 3-year run maybe. But ultimately, we know we're not going to keep them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros don't even keep their top players.
Right.
We keep ours for a short period of time. And we're a bigger
market. Unless we sign them early, then we do.
Yeah, it's the only way.
That's it. That's it. All right. 713-780-3776. Just interesting. The Astros, though, are middle of the pack as far as percentage of payroll that they – well, 13th, right around middle of the pack. Hey, they're right there with the Yankees and the and Toronto and other good teams. The percentage of what they bring in, of what they spend. But I think the Astros do it smarter, if you want to know the truth. Because, the draft picks, they matter. The draft picks matter.
Yeah, but they're spending less than 50% of what they make.
Just under.
Jim Crane is making a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing great.
A tremendous amount.
Yeah, and all the people that have invested in it. He's, that was a good investment for all those people.
They didn't give me a...
Well, you didn't have the $25 million to give to...
But can't I kick in like $600?
No, you can't. Not really. That's not really.
And then get
52%
of my money back?
It was only $25 million to get in.
Yeah, but I just want a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to wet your beak?
Yeah, you wanted to wet your beak with the Astros?
Yeah, I just want to get my beak wet with it. I put in $600 and I get 52%.
There's Marshawn on the commercial right here.
I know.
Yeah.
With Adam Devine. Yeah. He's on everything.
He's on everything.
Marshawn literally went from I'm not talking to anybody to I'm talking to everybody.
I can guarantee
overnight.
Lance would not be a good earner.
Good.
I look at him. He wouldn't be a good earner. Like, he wouldn't bring a full envelope to the boss and say, hey, this is what I got for the
who?
Week.
You, oh, yeah. Lance. No, no.
Yeah.
Who?
You wouldn't you be a good earner.
You wouldn't be a good soldier ground.
No. I'm not trying
to. You'd a little bit here, a little for me, a little for you.
You'd be skimming more than you should. Like, the boss expects
he'd
you.
End up in a trunk,
I'm just not going to try.
He'd end up in a trunk.
If he's lucky.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to try that hard.
Well, here's the deal. Well, that too.
I don't want to go.
But you're going to wet your beak a little bit.
I had to hustle, find a way to strong arm some little man selling tomatoes.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Or
shake down Granado's dad's
or TVs.
Bar?
Well, or grab a guy out of a truck and throw him and get in and
be that's
drive
how I
away.
Went.
That's right.
Let me see your driver's license. You might know who we are. We know who you are.
That's right. That's right.
Throwing people in the alligator pit. I'm just like, for what? I don't need to do this.
Because,
I'm trying to watch a show.
You gotta make some money for the boss.
Then the boss is
going to
throw you in the pit.
That's right. I mean, it's
that seems like
beaten.
A bad deal. So I got to make money for the boss. And then what about for me?
That's
Brosco,
what we said. You'd be bad. You'd
Donnie
be taken.
Donnie Brosco really did a good job of alerting me to, wait a minute. It's not like Goodfellas. It's more like Donnie Brosco.
Yeah, right. All right. And this is more like, and we're watching, we got an historic basketball season coming up here. It's not, we got two of the best teams at their levels in the NBA and in college basketball. And the kids are going to love basketball. We're not very good at football or baseball anymore. I don't know if you heard. We're really, really good at this basketball thing. We're a basketball city. So when the kids want to play, when they want to go out there and emulate their favorite players from these teams, how are they going to do it? They're going to do it with a pro dunk goal. They're going to dunk because you staple the backboard to the garage. They ain't going to be able to dunk. Your kids aren't that athletic. I'm sorry. I had to say it. But they will get more athletic. You put it up there, and they dunk, and they practice their dunks, and they practice their 360s, and enjoy the game and have fun. And everybody's going to be out there because you can raise and lower the goal, the pro dunk goal, with a push of a button. It is the best technology. It's the best looking. Everything about it is great. You're looking for the best way to have those kids outside playing. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, caller 4 at 8:25. That's caller 4 at 8:25. Was a family four-pack of tickets to the Dewberry Farm Fall Festival. It comes with an attraction passport, souvenir Halloween cup, refillable Halloween punch, and a dedicated VIP entrance to the farm. So if you like Dewberry Farms, like pumpkins, it is that time of the year, and you want to take your family to see the pumpkins and get on the attractions and rides, caller 4 at 8:25. You'll get your chance to get those Dewberry Farm passes. Now back to John and Lance.
I'm watching a Game of Thrones reunion here. Arya and when Sansa got together.
What were you doing? Were you doing a commercial?
Yeah, what was that about?
I was giving away Dewberry Farm stuff.
Oh. Alright, wait. You're going to do Tucker Ears run this?
Yeah.
No, he's going to have to wait because you got to wait for people to call in. Want
somebody to catch another loss? Like last week, they tried to doubt me and then I almost won at the halftime?
I've got U of H tickets to give away. Oh, what about, last night we watched the game at Damaris Barbecue. I had the wings, the Greek wings, and the fries. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. JT had the salad. They had a two-meat deal going on last night. Tonight is the steak night. Steak night at Damaris. Yeah, watching the game while you're eating one of the ribeyes. Where do you find the best steak in the city? Damaris. That's right. That's what Yanni told us.
Did Yanni tell Lance to turn on his mic?
He did not tell Lance to turn on his mic.
What is it? We season it great. We season it the best.
Yeah.
We have the best steak in the city, John. He's so matter-of-fact in the commercial. Yeah. Yanni, you guys have great steak. It's the best in the city, John.
That's all there is to it. It is really – I had it last week. What?
A ribeye is – I'm going to go do the show from New Braunfels. I'm going to see my mom is having some issues, and so I'm going to go stay with my mom and dad. And I'm going to do the show tomorrow from there, but I'm going to run by – she asked me, she said, can you get us some steaks from Pete's? I was like, yeah, I'll run by Pete's Fine Meats. Because my mom grew up on a cattle farm, and so they know good steak. And when I made steak for them before, she said, just bring some up. We want you to buy this amount. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. So I called Michael, say, I need to come pick up this. He goes, what else? Let me get you some hamburgers, some of the Tri-Blend burgers. Do they like the sausage? Do they like spicy food? I'm like, I don't know. We didn't have spicy food growing up. They grew up on farms in
Kansas. No, in Kansas, you don't have spicy food.
I don't think they're going to eat jalapeno cheese sausage, although it's great.
No, you don't know nothing.
Jalapeno sausage. You shouldn't eat regular sausage. You should be forced to eat jalapeno cheese sausage. That's just what you should. That just has more flavor. You should just have to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Yanni has that, too.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just regular sausage.
They got it all. Oh, no, the jalapeno's good. It's really good. All right, 826 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're still going to give away
Taqueria Arenda. Well, I'm going to give away Arenda.
A chance at Taqueria Arenda.
A chance for you.
I'm giving away two tickets to the U of H game.
We'll give them away now.
I can't. We're doing Dewberry.
We just gave away something. Hold on. Give people a chance.
But we got to do it before 9 o'clock because we got Josh Page.
This show gives away so much free stuff.
Then we have John Chill. Beat the Warehouse Live guy.
We are the best.
Does the Warehouse Live guy know? Does the contestant know it's at 9:45?
I told him yesterday. I thought 9:30. I'll give him a call to make sure.
Yeah.
We'll update him.
Yeah. All right. So we got that. 9:45. No news of the word today for you fanatics.
We might get a couple double bangers in that
bangers will solve everything.
Yeah, people will be happy about
that. My granddaughter loves the double bangers.
Why? Because she says, granddad seems silly. Yeah.
Papa, you're silly. You make noises.
Trust me. He's silly all the time.
Yeah.
You'll get over it.
Yep. No. Charlie loves it. That's my girl. All right. So we had last night, we had Toronto getting back in it, which was nice. All right. We had very Not much.
Well, outside of the baseball, unless you cared about group of five football.
No, but we did have DeBico meeting the media yesterday.
Can I believe it was from Tuesday.
Oh, that's from Tuesday.
Yeah.
We did have him. You talked about this. You feel our inside linebackers are average.
I think so.
Average.
Relative to what the league has, yeah.
And yet we're one of the top defenses in the league. And in large part because of the outside and the corners. The outside speed rushers and the corners.
Played a good, well, let's see.
Jalen Petrie
played a really bad defense, a really bad offense in Baltimore. Really bad offense with Tennessee Titans. Rams have a good offense.
Did a nice job.
You gave up 14 and that was it.
That's it.
Tampa has a good offense and they put it on you.
Well, at the end.
Well, the first half was a beating. They ran the ball at will on you.
Yeah.
Ended in the second half.
That's why you're not great against the run that game.
And then, actually, statistically, you're actually good against them now. Yeah. Good against the run. That game didn't kill you. You're like sixth in the league.
Well, they would have been, if not for that game.
Yeah. And then who else am I missing? Who is the
other Jags.
The Jags.
Well, and the Jags actually. The Jags offense sucks, too.
Well, that's when you had C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
you're going to get a little.
Let's not forget how many big plays C.J. Gardner-Johnson gave him.
Out of the league.
Out of the league.
He's out of the league.
He wanted to thank all the teams that had him because it made him a better person.
He said, you've all made me a better person. Like, they hate you. What are you talking about? Some of the players like him.
Well,
and I don't know. Supposedly he wanted to be let go so he could try to hook up with somebody else and find another team. He didn't want to sit on a practice squad.
Yeah.
Practice squad money, he's like, for what?
The Ravens signed him to the practice squad and then immediately traded for a safety.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. And didn't they sign him the week of the Texans?
I think it was the week. Was he on the practice squad for the Texans game?
I think he was on, wasn't he?
I don't remember how that played out.
I don't either. But
it might have been.
Might have been. And that's dirty pool. That's dirty pool.
The Patriots.
Trying to find out what
it happens
doing.
Quite a bit, actually, that
and
teams
yet,
do
and
that.
And yet our safeties played great. So.
Well, I think it's more about the Ravens not having anyone who could stand up on that day. It doesn't matter who they signed.
That is true.
They could have signed Matt Burke to the practice squad, and it wouldn't have mattered.
I would like to see more EJ Speed. We've seen more EJ Speed. And D'Amico thinks we'll see more EJ Speed.
Hey, EJ's done a really nice job for us when it comes to the wheel linebacker position. Having a guy as athletic and fast, sideline to sideline, as EJ, that's what he's provided for us. He can cover up space really well. He's done a good job of tackling as well, and that's why he's been out there for us. He's been making plays for us, and he's earned that right to get more opportunities. So pleased with where he is. He still has room to grow. He's still learning it and growing as we go throughout the season, but encouraged with where he is right now.
I'd like to see more, EJ. Isn't he doing what Christian Harris was doing when he was at his best in the postseason? He's hitting sideline to sideline, and he is – he's disruptive. He's fast. EJ Speed, I mean, maybe he didn't pick up the defense right away. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't
maybe,
know, but he was not a part of the first couple of games.
No, but I also think it's they just love To'o and then Aziz. I mean, I just think D'Amico loves those guys. Individually, Aziz is his guy from San Francisco, and Henry is just built the way he just plays the game the way he likes it. He's just both of them are more limited than EJ Speed. EJ Speed is a phenomenal athlete with great speed. Former wide receiver turned linebacker. You don't see that often. He was a college wide receiver who's now a linebacker. How many wide receivers you know hit like that?
Mm-hmm.
So he can really run and hit, and I like him. I think he's disruptive. We see Christian Harris. Christian Harris is just not in their long-term plans, obviously. It seemed like he was a godsend when you saw how he played at the end of that 23 season, but now he was hurt all 24. He was hurt for a chunk of this year. And
now a healthy
he wasn't
scratch.
Even active. He was a healthy scratch last week.
Yep. All right. We got a big game coming up on Monday. Let's go. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about right now. I've got to talk again about Ownwell. My peeps over there at Ownwell are doing a job. The Ownwell is taking care of business. It's time to set yourself up for massive savings next year with Ownwell. They've got local tax experts to fight for you to keep more of that money in your wallet where it belongs, not in the government's. Make sure you're only paying for what's fair with Ownwell. all without hearings, paperwork, wasted weekends. Lance did it with him, and he did nothing. He did nothing. You don't have to do anything. They do it all. You give them your address, and they look it up, and then they go,
nothing.
Boop, boop, boop. Lance did nothing. All right? Your tax bill is coming in, is in this month. You have got to fight it. Don't wait. Give them a lot of time to get ready with your house. No reason to wait until it's tax time, until it's 2 days before. Time to do it now. You only pay if you save. Okay, you don't pay a dime unless you save. Stop overpaying and start saving with Ownwell. Sign up in 3 minutes at ownwell.com/Texas. That's ownwell.com/Texas.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let's do a little tuckeries around us.
Yeah, let's give away, well, a chance to the fifth caller, 713-780-3776. What you're going to do is we're going to give you the point spread and the over-under for tonight's Thursday night game between the Bengals and the Steelers. You will get a chance to pick the pick that you want, the side or the total. And if you win, you get $50 gift card from Taquerias Rondas. You can use any of their locations. But if you lose, you get nothing. Nothing. Zero, zip, nothing.
Boop,
now,
boop, boop, boop.
You can make the pick, or you can ask me to make the pick, and you can try to fade me. If I beat you, you get nothing. But if I lose, and I'm now 1-2 for the season, but I did have an impressive win last week on the over. So that's how it goes. If you don't really have a good feel for it, or you think I'm the mush, go ahead and keep thinking I'm the mush and watch what happens to you. You're going to be pretty sad. So, I heard that, and we're coming back with some Jodeci and Tupac. That's fine. That's my hype music, so it doesn't matter. All right, 713-780-3776. Here's what we're looking at for the game tonight, by the way. I'm on record as thinking this is going to be a little trickier game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Personally, I feel like that's going to be the case. So just so you know, I'm probably jumping on the Bengals side. But it's 5.5. Pittsburgh Steelers are -5.5, and the over-under is 44. Joe Flacco, it's his second week with the Bengals. Aaron Rodgers and the squad are getting back from... We're in London, right? Last week, were they in London? No. That was the Jets. Wait a minute. Where did they play the Browns? Was that? No, that was here.
That was in this country.
That was in this country. Yeah. They played the Vikings.
They wouldn't make them travel from Europe to play a Thursday night game.
No, they played for the Vikings in Europe a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So the over-under is 44. And the side is Pittsburgh Steelers -5.5 in Cincinnati. The Bengals are 4-1. I'm sorry. The Steelers are 4-1. The Bengals are 2-4. Okay? So we will see once we get a contestant. We will see. Do you have one yet, Dell? Because we got them all. He's putting everyone on hold. So when we get them, we'll come back to them and give you a chance to win. Or a chance to lose, as I like to say.
So what is the under-over?
44.
And the line is 5.5?
Uh-huh.
You can go either way on that? So you like Cleveland in this one. Cincinnati in this one.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'd like to buy it up to 6.
Listen, whoever it is, the contestant... Let Lance pick.
Yeah, let me pick.
Okay.
Let me pick.
Lance pick.
I'll double bang you.
Okay. Wow.
Cincinnati.
That's another
we
show.
We do double bangers today. We're doing it today.
Yeah, I know we're doing double bangers today, but it has nothing to do with this.
It's when you pick one side and I pick the other side. It's a double
banger. But you're picking one side and that's all.
That means they like the Steelers.
Wow.
That's called a double banger. Have you never played this game before?
No, I've never. He does not pick in this. Well, okay. Okay.
Who do we have? What's the name?
Robert.
All right, Robert, let's go. Robert, you know the game. If you pick the right side or if I pick the wrong side, however you choose to do it, in the Thursday night game, you get a $50 gift card to Taquerias Rondas. Locations all over the city of Houston. Use them wherever you want.
If, however, you do not win, if it does not come in, or if I pick the right side against you, you get nothing except a chance to be on the radio. That's it. So, Robert, here's what we're looking at. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a 5.5-point favorite at the Cincinnati Bengals. The over-under is 44. Are you going to pick a side or total for the $50 gift card, or are you going to have me pick it?
I'm going to do a spread.
Okay, let's go. What do you like?
Oh, I got Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so that's a loser. -5.5, you just lost. You
attaboy. Attaboy.
You get nothing, probably.
No, he's going to win. Pittsburgh's going to run away with it. The Bengals offense, they got great weapons, and nobody to get it to them. Their defense is
going
to
smother
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco doesn't shine shoes anymore
boom,
in Cleveland.
Boom,
he doesn't
boom.
Shine shoes anymore in Cleveland.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. You win.
Joe Flacco owns the Steelers.
No, I got Aaron Rodgers.
He did play for the Ravens.
Fantasy time, quarterback. So. He's going to have a huge game. Yeah. Huge game.
You're just trying to speak it into existence on your,
yep, I
your
am.
Little wish board.
You're damn
or
right I am. So,
all right, Robert. So here we go. So nice you got the Pittsburgh Robert. Steelers. If the Steelers win by 6 or more, you're going to get that $50 gift card to Taqueria Sorrento. So
there you go.
We'll be watching it, and we'll see how you do.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. There you go, Robert. Smart man. Smart man. He knows. He listened to me. He ain't listening to your BS.
Well, he's also just going to go favorites because everyone goes favorites.
Nope. Okay.
Thursday Night Football. Everyone goes favorites. And you know what? KJ brought this up to me last week. I think every Thursday night has been an over. Every single Thursday night game has been an over this year.
Really?
Uh-huh. He said all of them. He goes, over is the right play. Every one of them has been over so far. And last week went way over. It was almost over at halftime. So if the trend's your friend, look for that one if you're just kind of curious. Just peeking at this just for a quick hot second. Here's some other ones for you. The Big Four. Will the Big Four score? The Big Four is Jaylen Warren, Chase Brown, DK Metcalf, or Ja'Marr Chase. No is -125. Yes is -105. Will the Big Four score? Chase Brown, Jaylen Warren, DK Metcalf, and Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, you still got T. Higgins. You still got Kenneth Gainwell, who has scored before for them. You still, I mean, I don't know. It's got a, that's actually not bad. That's actually not bad. Aaron Rodgers passing yards, 215.5 is what the over-under is.
Over.
His touchdowns, okay. One. That's because you need that. His touchdowns over one and a half.
1.5? He's got to throw two?
Touch pass -125. It's a small favorite.
Yeah.
Jaylen Warren's rushing yards are 49. You can look at the over-under.
What's Kenneth Gainwell's?
23.5.
He had 6 carries last week for 14 yards. Not good.
But Cincinnati's one of the worst.
Cincinnati's the worst. No, the worst in the league against the run. Worst in the league against the run.
Yeah, but I have not seen Jaylen Warren really go off at all. DK, Jonnu Smith. Jonnu's another guy who every once in a while pops up and scores a touchdown. That's an interesting one. For touchdown, Jonnu Smith +286 to score a touchdown. Darnell Washington, their big 300-pound tight end. His over-under is 22.5 receiving yards. That seems like a lot.
22.5?
Joe Flacco's, yeah.
What's his passing yards? 178.
237.5.
Wow, under.
They're going to throw it a lot.
Yeah, they are, but I don't know.
Especially if they
time.
Get behind.
I don't know if they're going to have time. I think the Steelers,
yeah, Steelers have some rush, and it's not like that's a great offensive line over there.
Yeah, right.
It's a good point.
No, it's actually the worst.
They traded for Cam Robinson.
Did they now?
No, the Bengals did. No, the Browns did, sorry.
The Browns did.
Yeah, yeah. The Bengals have a bad offensive line without having to trade for
Cam
Robinson.
No, they don't.
Have you seen what the Browns are doing? Are you starting to sense something? Let's see. They take their best quarterback, they trade him. David Njoku they're playing him way fewer snaps and instead playing the rookie, Harold Fannin. Mike Tomlin pointed out, hey, what are they doing?
Yeah. Given a division opponent.
Look, they're going to not be good, but it feels like they're racing to not be good way faster.
Maybe Njoku's a guy there. They're looking to trade and not hurt.
Could be. So Chris Olave, there's talk about Chris Olave potentially being traded.
People are trading for him, considering his risk.
I know. He's injured a lot, too.
You
know who we should trade?
Who's talking about it?
Xavier
the, The Giants are talking about a lot.
Giants have, but yeah. the fans or the media is talking about him going to Buffalo. Well, not a bad pick.
That wouldn't be a good. Look, that would be a
Keon
really good
Coleman is just not that guy.
No, no,
he can't separate. He's the same guy I thought he was coming out. He's not. Now the think pieces on the demise of the Buffalo Bills is now the Bills only have wins over the teams they've beaten are like 3-21.
Yeah,
it's not good, but. I don't know. I'm not ready to write the Bills off. Five alarming reasons the Bills' Super Bowl hopes are slipping away. Like,
well, they don't have wins against two good in a
row.
Teams.
That's true, and they've lost two in a row.
Yep. We got a break because we got Josh Pate coming up top of the hour. I got to talk right now about GiveMeTheVIN.com, already the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Two ways to win. Get 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. Listen, there's no better place to sell your car. So easy. You put in your, you don't even have to put in your VIN number anymore. You just put in your license plate number and it goes and knows exactly what that car is. You get, in 10 minutes, you're going to get a quote, okay, for what your car is worth, what they think your car is worth. And John Clay Wolf pays more. And then you can haggle. Say, oh, wait a minute, CarMax says it's worth this. Okay, well, let's take a look. Okay, we'll beat CarMax's offer. But if they don't beat CarMax's offer, they're going to send you $100. That doesn't happen. Well, it happens, but very rarely. Look, you're looking for the best way to sell a vehicle. There's only one way. And you get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. You got 1,000 chances at $25,000. How about there could be an extra $25,000 in your pocket on top of selling your car? Only at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer.
ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, 8:50. Just once more, a reminder, Damaris Barbecue, your place to watch football this weekend. Let's go. Get on over there Saturday. All you can eat ribs, all the college football games. We got a lot of good ones. We're going to talk to Josh Pate about them in just a little bit. So all you can eat ribs, and then Sunday, just a great day, a place to watch your football. And then Monday night, Texans, a late game. So if you're looking for a great place to get your feedback and your football on, Damaris Barbecue. 713-780-3776. How about this? Todd McShay. We're going to have – I don't know what we'll find out what Josh Pate thinks of James Franklin. I know he didn't like the firing.
Yeah, I think he likes Franklin okay, but yeah. I think he has a personal relationship with him.
Well, Todd McShay, he apparently knows James Franklin, and Todd McShay doesn't like James Franklin.
I wasn't a fan when I met him. No? I thought he was standoffish. I was asking him basic questions. I just didn't think he was very. I just thought personal. He wasn't personal. But I was just talking to him at Senior Bowl, and he was like, I was wasting his time. I was just asking legit questions about his guys, trying to get the best sense for him so I could have the best possible representation of his players in my scouting reports that are some of the only ones that are public knowledge. And he acted like I was literally – maybe I was just being too sensitive, but he acted like I was literally wasting his – like, what am I – what? I mean, it wasn't that bad, but – I just don't think he's by nature a very personable person.
Well, here's Todd McShay on James Franklin being fired.
I'm going to go to Penn State. You watch these coaches. You're hiring at Penn State. Who are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thrilled that Penn State made the decision it did.
Really?
Yeah. Image, selfishness, agenda, eventually that kind of leadership rears its ugly head. I think James Franklin got away with it for entirely too long. I think it was, you know, unfortunately with some coaches, it's all about them.
You see, Todd went after, see 2 weeks ago when Todd McShay, he's got some spicy takes lately. He went after Paul Feinbaum. And Todd was completely in the right. Feinbaum laid him out when Todd had all that information in January about Jalen Carter, where he knew, you know, he'd heard that he was a character concern. And then it wasn't until Todd got blistered.
Yeah.
Blistered by the public for saying, well, they're saying, and Feinbaum went on, and Feinbaum's on the air with him on ESPN, and he goes, I've talked to people in that program. They just said he is literally the ideal player, which is never the ideal person you want in the building and all that stuff. And so they did damage control, and Todd went with it too early. You don't go with that stuff too early. You got to wait till it gets closer to draft time when you know he's going to slip for character reasons. Then you throw it in then. Trying to be first in January, all you're going to do is get crushed by Twitter, who's looking to protect every player possible. Yep. But Feinbaum really laid him out. Then the accident happened that killed his teammate, and he was involved, you know, in that street racing. And Feinbaum still doubled down. Like Feinbaum, and he said Feinbaum treated him like he got really upset with Paul Feinbaum, thought he stabbed him in the back, didn't come to him, made him look really, tried to make him look really, really bad about stuff. So he's like, he hates Paul Feinbaum. He said it. Personally, it's on with Paul Feinbaum.
Well, Todd had the best in Mel Kiper. Mel took everybody in, right? Mel went, made, well, you
yeah,
know.
Mel got into it. It was real. No. It was real early on.
Yeah. But, I mean, Mel Kiper, like you said, can't be a nicer guy.
Yeah.
And everybody, just claims, he'll try to help you. He'll do whatever he can to, make sure that he's helped a lot of people in the business.
He spends time to talk to you and treat you like a regular person.
Right, right.
Todd's a little standoffish. But I give Todd credit. Yeah, I mean, Todd was right. Todd was right on Jalen Carter. And Feinbaum still tried to, like, he didn't want to be wrong, so Feinbaum tried to double down. No, yep. Jalen Carter was a problem at Georgia.
Yep.
That's what it was.
All right.
But he's also an awesome player. Both things are right.
Right. All right. When we come back, Josh Pate, we'll talk college football. Big college football weekend. Great college football weekend. We'll talk to Josh Pate about it on the other side. But right now, we're talking Zadig Jewelers.
Zadig Jewelers is your home for really anything and everything that's going to sparkle and make her so happy. Or make yourself happy. Buy yourself a luxury watch. Or if you've got a luxury watch, why don't you go upgrade it and go sell it or trade it with Zadig and get yourself something else. Zadig Jewelers says, look, we buy, sell, and trade luxury watches all the time. That's not a problem. Men's watches, women's watches, we have the top brands and makers across the world right here in one location. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Their spot is so sweet, man. It is absolutely beautiful. It's huge. They have a layout of and display of everything you could possibly want from your, from earrings to diamond pendants to necklaces to tennis bracelets and everything in between. They can custom make what you're looking for. You can draw it on a picture. You can bring a picture in, something that you've seen, and say, I want this. You can see a celebrity may have a certain type of ring or necklace or whatever and say, this is what I want. They'll make it for you right there in-house. They're really talented craftsmen that they have. But you wouldn't know that unless you go in. You can request an appointment if you want to do it individually. You want an appointment, that's great for, if you're doing engagement ring shopping. But I suggest just stopping in. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, the experts are there waiting to answer your questions. They'll work with whatever your budget is, and they will find you the perfect gift no matter the occasion. Zadig Jewelers, that's ZADOK.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.